Things I wish I'd had growing up queer in Australia. Clothes that fit, less acne, wavy hair like the local hot white surfer boys, queer role models, stories that spoke to me, gay porn. Eventually I'd figure out how to access the first three things by shopping in Asian clothing outlets, getting a prescription for Roaccutane, and paying good money for a bad Korean man perm I don't particularly want to discuss right now. Please respect my privacy. But those last three things, queer people, stories, and depictions of queer sex, proved much harder to find, and I craved them with a desperation that bordered on hunger. Growing up in a pre-dial-up internet Queensland, the last mainland Australian state to decriminalise homosexuality, any scrap of queer connection or recognition was a hard thing to come by. So what did I have? Well, there was the H volume of our family set of Encyclopaedia Britannica. As a kid, when I was sure no one was around, I'd fervently flip to the entry on homosexuality, feeling sick, my heart thumping. Though it couldn't have been more than one or two paragraphs long. The entry represented the entirety of all available knowledge I had at the time about being gay, beyond snickering schoolyard jokes about AIDS and anal sex to which I weakly laughed along. As a teenager, there was our household copy of Everything a Teenage Boy Should Know, the popular coming-of-age sex education tome every parent seemed to give Australian kids born in the 1970s and 1980s, written by Sydney doctor John F. Knight. In chapter 14, titled Unnatural Sex, Knight wrote of gay sex, "The method most commonly attributed to males indulging in this form of sexual gratification is intercourse, if such a word can be used in this context, via the back passage. Most normal people would regard this form of indulgence as less than attractive and indeed downright repulsive." Lovely thing for a 12-year-old to read, truly. But by then, puberty was hitting hard, and not even Dr. Knight calling gay sex repulsive could stop me from scouring TV Week every Monday for arthouse movies on SBS that were rated MA, featuring S, sex scenes, N, nudity, and A, adult themes, and setting the VHS timer accordingly. The A was especially important. Adult themes combined with sex and nudity usually meant queer stuff. Without A, it was mostly just heterosexual sex, and who wanted that? While SBS movies rated MA, brackets ASN, weren't exactly the piping hot gay porn that I craved, watching them throughout the late 1990s meant that I was completely across the collected works of Pedro Almodovar, Todd Haynes, and Greg Araki by the age of 15. Turns out one benefit of being a repressed gay teen in the suburbs is you come out literate in art house cinema auteurs.